Critics gave it mixed reviews, but Taylor Swift's album, The Tortured Poets Department, is still topping the album charts. It's now spent 15 weeks at number one. Stephen Thompson of NPR Music says that's as much marketing magic as it is music. Who's afraid a
little old me? Last week, Taylor Swift pulled out all the stops to keep The Tortured Poets Department at the top of the album chart. She even used a bit of sales sleight of hand to block her longtime nemesis, rapper Ye, from topping the chart with Vultures 2. That's his new album with Ty Dolla $ign. Baby girl, hopping, we going everywhere but broke. Like we always do with this. Swift released several discount-priced digital variant editions of Tortured Poets in the run-up to last week's charts. Each version contained a different bonus track. And at last, she knew what the agony had been for. That labor-intensive bit of grade grubbing paid off when Vultures 2 entered the chart at number 2 behind Swift. This week it plunged all the way to number 19. But Swift wasn't done working the system. She released another digital variant of the album late last week. The effect on her sales numbers wasn't as dramatic, but she did extend her run at number one to a 15th non-consecutive week, now tied for third all-time among women artists, joining Carole King's 1971 classic Tapestry. I feel the earth move under my feet. Climbing from number 3 to Ye's vacated number 2 spot, Chapel Roan's The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. It's yet another new chart peak for Roan, whose 10-week run in the top 10 has been marked by slow, steady growth. So shame on me, shame on you, I fantasize what we would do. Others who rose after the fall of Vultures 2, Morgan Wallen's One Thing at a Time moves up one spot to number 3, Billie Eilish's Hit Me Hard and Soft is at number 4, and Zach Bryan's The Great American Bar Scene climbs back into the top 5, demonstrating once more that Ye's loss is everyone else's gain. Stephen Thompson, NPR Music.